Chapter 8. Look out, Ali Baba! When Ali Baba came back from the bathhouse, the 40 jars were still in the courtyard. Marjana, he called. Why is the oil seller still here? Marjana came out of the kitchen.
I will tell you everything, sir, she said. But first, you must look in the jars.
Ali Baba was confused. He lifted the lid of the first jar and looked inside.
There's a man in here, he cried. A dead man.
He walked along the row of jars and looked in each one.
39 dead men, and a jar with some oil in it. What happened, Marjana?
Someone is trying to kill you, sir, she replied. A few days ago, I found a white chalk mark on our front door. Someone put it there secretly. I knew that something was wrong, so I made white chalk marks on all the other houses in the street too. Next, I found a red chalk mark on one of our window frames. So I did the same thing again. I made red chalk marks on the window frames of all the other houses. Then yesterday, Marjana went on, the oil seller arrived with his 20 donkeys and his 40 jars of oil. Last night, when you and your wife were in bed, I stayed up to prepare today's lunch. I needed more oil for my lamp, so I went into the courtyard to fill my oil jug from one of the jars. I went up to the first jar to get some oil. I started to lift the lid, and a man's voice came from inside it. He said, "Is it time to fight?"
Marjana stopped for a moment and looked at Ali Baba. Then she said,
At first, I didn't know what to do. But then I said,
Not yet, but soon.
And I tried to sound like the oil seller. I lifted the lids of all the other jars, and the same thing happened. Except for the last jar. That one had oil in it. I knew you were in danger, so I boiled up lots of the oil and poured it into the jars. You know the rest.
Ali Baba was very shocked. He stood very still and thought quickly. I don't have any enemies in this town, he said to himself. But I did steal treasure from a cave in the forest, and the thieves killed my brother Kasim. Now I think they are trying to kill me. But they won't succeed. Then he said, You have done well, Marjana. You have saved my life. I believe this man is the leader of the thieves who killed Kasim. They want to punish me too, because I took their gold. But where is the man now?
I don't know, sir, Marjana replied. He is not in his bed. I think he ran away in the night.
When it was dark and his wife was in bed, Ali Baba called to his son, Khaled. They took two spades and dug a very big hole at the bottom of the garden. In this hole, they buried the 39 thieves and the 40 jars. But they hid the dead men's swords and daggers in the house because they thought that they might need them one day. In the morning, Ali Baba led the 20 donkeys to the market and sold every donkey. I have buried the dead men and the jars, and I have hidden their weapons, Ali Baba said to Marjana. I have also sold the donkeys. But there is still one problem. The leader of the thieves is still free. He may try to kill me again. Meanwhile, the leader of the thieves was sitting in the cave. He was holding his head in his hands. After he had escaped from Ali Baba's house, he had run straight to the forest. He was angry and ashamed because his plan had failed. There was still plenty of treasure in the cave, but this did not please him. He was all alone now. Someone in Ali Baba's house had killed his men. There was no one to talk to, no one to respect him or say nice things to him. He thought of only one thing. He had to kill Ali Baba. So the leader of the thieves stayed in the forest for several weeks and made his plan.
"I need to be very clever," he said to himself. "Someone in that house is very clever too. That is why I am here alone. So I must make friends with Ali Baba. That way, I will be able to get inside his house. I will kill him when he is not expecting it. Perhaps I will kill him when we are eating supper together."
The leader of the thieves decided to wear a disguise so that no one in Ali Baba's house would recognize him. He wore a false beard and he shaved off his hair. Then the leader used his gold to buy a large shop in the town. He started to fill the shop with rolls of silk and satin from the cave. People from the town came to the shop, and soon the leader became well known as a silk merchant. He even made up a new name for himself, Khoja Hussein. As Khoja Hussein was selling silk to his customers, he listened to them talking about other people in the town. He also made friends with the other merchants. He wanted to find out as much as possible about Ali Baba and the people who lived in his house. One day, he went to visit a young carpet merchant called Khaled. Khaled's carpet shop was in the same street as his own shop.
"Good morning," Khoja said to the young man.
Khaled was unrolling a long red carpet for a customer to look at.
"My name is Khoja Hussein, and I am new to this town. I see that you have some beautiful carpets."
"Thank you," replied the young man. "My uncle Kasim started this business, but he was killed in the most horrible way."
"And how was that?" asked Khoja.
"He was killed by thieves in the forest," Khaled explained.
Khoja Hussein moved forward and frowned.
"How terrible," he cried. "You say he was your uncle. Was your father his brother?"
"Yes, he was."
"And is your father alive today?" asked Khoja.
"Oh, yes," said Khaled. "I live with him and my mother and my poor aunt."
"And what is your father's name?" asked Khoja Hussein.
"His name is Ali Baba," replied Khaled.
The next day, Khoja Hussein went back to the carpet shop.
"I enjoyed talking to you yesterday," he told the carpet merchant. "I think we can be good friends. Will you have supper with me this evening?"
So the two men had supper together, and after that, they saw each other every day. Sometimes Khaled went to Khoja Hussein's shop, and sometimes Khoja Hussein went to Khaled's shop. They talked about silk and carpets and about their customers. One day, when Khoja Hussein was visiting his new friend, there was another man with him in the carpet shop. He was talking to Khaled about a new carpet for their house. Khoja Hussein looked at the man carefully. He was sure that this was his enemy, Ali Baba. Then Khoja Hussein left the shop quickly. He did not want Ali Baba to see him. The next day,
Khaled visited Khoja Hussein at his shop.
"A man came to see you yesterday," said Khoja Hussein. "He looked very much like a friend of mine. Who was he, Khaled?"
"He was my father, Ali Baba," said Khaled. After this, Khaled and Khoja Hussein often ate supper together at a kebab stall or went for a walk. One evening, as they walked through the streets of the town, Khaled stopped outside a large house with a blue door.
"This is my father's house," he told his friend. "This is where we live. I have told my father all about you, your shop, your wonderful silks and satins, and your kindness to me. He wants to meet you."
"You are very kind, Khaled," said Khoja Hussein. "But your father may be busy this evening."
"He will not be too busy to welcome my best friend," replied Khaled.
Then he opened the door and led the silk merchant into the house.